Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we asked which of the 5-2 you would bet if you had to, if you had to take it to the window. Next coach would be fired, Matt Patricia's 5-2. These are according to betonline.ag. Joe Burrow, offensive rookie of the year, 5-2. Giants will be the last winless team, 5-2. Dwayne Haskins gets traded at the deadline, 5-2. Here's some of the feedback. Patricia getting fired, it'll be the Lions will lose to the Jags. It could happen the next day. Next text, it'll definitely be Haskins. That's from an unnamed texter. From Ray in a big truck in Detroit East Side. Matty P and Bobby Q will be gone if I got to drive them to the airport myself. Next text, I bet on the Giants only because Herbert won Offensive Player of the Year. Gator, which of these would you go with?
I would go with Burrow because I think Adam Gase is going to get fired. I think that there's a good chance that Herbert wins the Rookie of the Year as well, but I think Burrow has an opportunity because he's in that position as a quarterback, and he's on a bad team. And if they actually win start putting some wins together, that he'll get the notoriety for it. But that's where I'd go over the Patricia because I think Gase is going to get fired as soon as their next loss.
Dwayne Haskins getting traded at the deadline is the one I would go with. At 5-2, if I had to bet one of those.
All right.
But, I mean, I suppose the first one that could happen is Sunday. The Giants could be the last winless team. Which, by the way, the one texter said the Vikings are winless. They are not winless. It was their win over the Texans that led directly to Bill O'Brien getting fired, right? I think that's the way it went down. But the winless teams are the Jets, the Giants, and the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons will win a game.
Yes.
And I think the Giants, because of their division, are probably going to win a game.
Probably correct.
The Jets, not so sure. But yeah. Okay. I was talking to Evan a couple days ago. I was texting with him about some other stuff. And Evan, who answers phones for us, helps with the show, does a great job, runs the website. And Evan mentioned that he was busy. Running a personal errand with the wife. They were at a store looking at a treadmill. And I'm like, a treadmill? A treadmill?
Sure.
So the wife is really pushing for the treadmill. Evan, she wants the treadmill?
I don't know if she wants the treadmill or she wants a bike, but she figured a treadmill would work better for the both of us.
Because you'd be more inclined to use a treadmill than a bike.
Yeah, I'm not buying shoes and clipping on. It ain't happening. Well,
do you need to buy shoes to for a bike?
With the Peloton?
Well, really?
Do you have to have special shoes for a Peloton?
For those spin bikes, you have to have those ones that click into the pedals.
You love buying shoes, man. That's like one of the things
you're best
at.
Dude, but these aren't fly kicks, man. Even though I did see the other day that Nike came out with their own version, so I was like, oh. But no. But we went with the tread. And Doug, I have big aspirations for this tread, by the way.
I
told this to Kang.
I can't believe this.
Kang, didn't I tell you? I have plans through 2022 because of this treadmill.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see if these plans come through or to fruition or not, but I think he'll get on for, I mean, we spoke about this too as well, Evan, that you're definitely going to at least try it out. I think he's going to definitely get on there, and I don't know how much real walking he'll do, definitely no jogging, but he'll get on this thing.
Yeah, there won't be any jogging, but Doug, here's my goal, right? So right now, is it October 16th? October 16th of the year of 2020, by 2021 golf season, so that's probably April, right?
May, yeah.
I'm going to be down to a solid 175, a tight 175. Like, okay. You look at me and you're like, I can bounce a quarter off that guy's 175, right?
Well, come on.
What are you right now?
So, I'm like 195.
You're a soft 195?
I'm a soft 195. And so, okay, so 2021, I'll have a new body. So I'm going to have to kind of have a new swing. So I'm going to have to learn that. But by 2022 golf season, I will be a single-digit handicap, all because of this treadmill.
Okay, one of the problems with many people's workout plans is that they enter into them with unrealistic expectations. So let's just start with, when I asked you if you were potentially going to end up using the treadmill, you said, yeah, you might. Did this sales pitch?
No, the guy, I'll be honest, the guy was, he did nothing to sell that. That thing was sold before we ever walked on. But I needed to see the dimensions for myself before I brought it in the house. I mean, the sales guy, I mean, super nice guy, but he did nothing to sell that thing. I knew more about it going in, watching YouTube videos, than he did telling me about it. I had to be like, oh yeah, can you tell me a little bit about this? Or, you know, about that screen. I'm like, there's no HDMI or any kind of hookups or anything on the back there. He's like, oh no, I'm surprised that you knew that. And I'm like, but there is an Ethernet cord, right? And he's like, oh, I guess I could have told you about that. I do my research, okay? And so while doing my research and then looking at this thing and seeing all the cool like programs and like basically I could be like Doug and like taking hikes without ever taking an actual hike. And Doug, all I'm saying, 2022, you're going to know a single-digit handicap.
The concept of a treadmill, it just struck you what it is?
No. Most treadmills don't have these active, like, would they be training videos? I don't know exactly how to describe the video
itself.
You're
not going to want to deal with that.
Gator, so say- Gator, hold on. Once you see the teachers, the you might understand it'd be a little easier to step on
it. I was just going
to
say, I mean, having a TV in front of you, you'd rather watch a TV screen, but maybe not. Now, if you're talking about the...
Depends on who the instructor is, Gator.
Yeah, right.
I found some nice ones.
I'm sure there are some nice ones.
Very motivating.
Oh, my God. That's what the real truth is.
That's what I've heard.
Doug, don't even start because you know there's plenty of people that go to a gym just so they can wander their eyes.
Well, that's the thing, Evan. Those people just sit on a machine, don't use it, and you know take up space, and you're trying to get on it.
I'm going to start the treadmill while I'm watching these videos.
That's where I'm worried about you. I feel like... You're going to be standing on this thing. It's not going to be
He's
going to
get a workout. It's just not going to be from walking.
Like, this guy's forearms.
Look,
why
buddy,
is the door locked?
Evan!
Last week, we made you eat vegetables.
It was awful.
And this week, you're talking about getting on a treadmill. I'm rooting for you.
Dude, I'm telling you.
But I put the chances of you losing 20 pounds, given what you just said and your motivation, at about 0.5%.
Oh, so you would shoot the boot guarantee that by golf season I'm not 175?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, let's get down to the make sure we understand. First of all, you don't get to 175 by catching COVID. If you catch COVID, that's out.
Whoa.
That's out. Well, I mean, let's be real.
All right. What if he's fully recovered? Let's say he catches COVID in December.
Kang lost 10 pounds in 30 days.
Okay, so. Kang, where are you at now? Did you gain those 10 pounds back?
Okay, five? Hold on.
I'm just asking.
Are you in?
I'm going to go grab a scale right now.
No, I'm not.
Why don't you stay out of this? Okay?
Duh.
If you're in, that's fine.
Don't
if you're not in, stay out of it.
Don't get pissy with me because I'm just trying to help spell these things out.
COVID, it's out.
Because
we need a date in April.
Because you're always looking for that.
No,
out.
No, always. I'm making sure he doesn't get a loophole here. What? What date in April?
Did that say 197?
197.2.
That's with everything on. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where we'll do it, right there.
What date in April?
I say the 20th.
I like April 20th.
420.
Yeah. We don't want to do 421.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be coming in a little overweight.
All right, so the 175 by April 20th, is that what you said?
We had the scale right there in that spot. I'll redo it in that spot.
With clothes on because
with
he
clothes.
Has it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same everything. Or should I do the Floyd Mayweather just be in my whitey tighties?
Oh, you getting them Gucci underwear?
This is why we have Twitch.
I think I think the underwear is the way to go.
Okay, I'll do that. I got no problem with that.
I know you don't.
This body has no shame in its game.
If you don't make it,
he's got
name your price. I don't care. You can punch me in the face.
Wear Michigan gear for a week.
I'll wear Michigan gear for a week if I don't make it.
Oh my God! Never throw a towel. Never.
That's how confident.
That's huge, Doug.
This is a Jenkins guarantee.
Hey, I think it's less.
Head to toe, shoes, hat, shirt, pants, socks.
We wear the gloves and you put them together.
No!
I'll wear Jansen's stupid little coat that he wears with the block M's everywhere.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
I'm confident, man.
This is motivation. Oh my God. That's got to be motivation.
Oh my God.
All right, I need to ask a few questions here. When was the last time that you were down to $1.75?
Eighth grade.
I'm going to say it was probably 23, so like 12 years ago.
All right, where were you at? Where were you at?
14 years ago.
Your wedding day.
185.
Okay, so you got to be 10 pounds below wedding day. You've let some things, look, it's COVID. I get it. Things have kind of
COVID, Evan, has killed the pantry.
Dude, every Evan has killed the pantry.
No,
you just
not
went
like COVID,
a week
Evan.
Of hell eating vegetables. You realize you can't just work out. You have to change your diet as well.
You know what? Ashley said the same thing, and I was like, shame on you, woman. Don't you tell
okay,
me
no,
how
no.
to eat.
Hey, Ev, leave your diet the same. Leave your diet the same.
I will,
work
protein.
Evan. You'll be
I need
fine.
To gain
I'm sure
mass
you'll make
to
it.
Get down.
What?
I'm yeah, sure you'll make what's it. What's up, man?
Yep, keep eating the way you're eating. I'm sure you'll make it.
Don't worry about me, Doug. Don't worry.
You better be listen, man. You better be treating this like a wrestler, at the,
dude.
Trying to make the weight with
no,
a week to go.
I'm treating it like a golfer that's going to be a single digit.
See, that's the other part, Doug. Would you? I mean, you're betting on him not getting down to the weight, which I totally understand. The single digit handicap thing by 2022. I mean, that's worth consideration as well.
Dude, write it down too, man.
Do you want to make that your shoot the boot guarantee, Gator?
I got to think about that.
We'll know each other then. Yeah. We're not going anywhere. No. I got your phone number, email,
yeah, we know.
Home address.
Yeah, we're cool.
And know what high school you went to?
I'm just disgusted that you would even bring up those things.
No, don't be disgusted because you know what that is? It's a confident Spartan fan.
You're definitely a confident Spartan. We've seen you be overconfident Spartan.
You know
fan,
what? The last time you were this confident, you made the comment that Jordan Zimmerman would have a better in three statistical categories
Doug,
than
you're
Matt
wrong,
Boyd.
Because I told you what that was. That was motivation for Matthew Boyd.
Okay.
Man, got to get your story straight, dude.
I have a concern about the shoot the boot guarantee I just made.
Yeah, what's that?
It would be extraordinarily easy, given our current circumstances, for me to have just gotten played. Extraordinarily easy.
How so?
Well, what's Evan's goal weight?
175.
And what does Evan weigh?
197.
What if Evan weighs 182?
Well, then
what if I just got played?
What do you mean? What if he weighs 182?
What if he really weighs 182 today?
He put a scale down next to me and stepped on the scale and weighed 197.
Okay. What if you are part of the part of playing me?
If that's what you think of me, Doug, then it's like we don't even know each other.
Do I think that you would help set me up so I'd have to drink beer out of a shoe? Do I think that's possible? Yes, I do think it's possible.
I'm disgusted.
Gator.
I don't even know what to say.
Gator, I would not think you would do that. I would trust you. He's pretty up and up. Gator is very about... Gator, for one thing Gator is about, it's about fairness. He thinks everything should be on a level playing field. Almost so like overkill on the fairness.
I mean, maybe Doug should rest the show by himself today. I don't know.
But if he has the opportunity to make me look bad, I think he'd think about it.
How bad did you get burned earlier in life that you think everything is against you, Doug?
I don't.
I literally stepped on the scale. My fat ass said 197.2. That's as heavy as I've been in a while.
Is it?
COVID. I mean, don't you think, Doug, that I have a million other ways to try to make you look bad than to lie about the weight that Evan is stepping on the scale?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Then
no
come on,
trust
man.
Here.
I mean, nothing.
Okay.
Wait, 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 right. We've been doing this show together since January of 2007.
We've known Doug since he had hair.
Right.
He's known me since I had hair.
You and I did the old college football frat house show together. We did a fantasy football show together before we did this show.
And
you're going to say that I would have...
We brought Lenny Kravitz to his birthday party.
I mean, come on.
Do I think it's possible? Yes.
I'm offended.
In an effort to get me to drink beer out of a shoe? Yeah, I think you might do that.
I'm offended.
So Doug,
should I be offended?
I can't believe he just really doesn't trust you this much. It's just crazy.
Doug,
I
mean, thinks that we're so against him that we're taking the long play here to get him to drink beer out of a shoe.
Yeah, I mean,
I said
the cameras here in studio. When Evan went to weigh himself, get the camera on his gut.
Dude,
that's real.
Look. This thing, where's the camera? Wherever it is.
Yeah. It's authentic.
Dude,
it's authentic.
Doug, I asked him.
Is 197.
We ask about, me and Evan talk about food a lot off the air.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I just happened to ask him, what'd you have for dinner last night? He told me Starburst, okay? This guy eats candy all day, okay?
All day. Candy is all sugar.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Because my video stream's just a few seconds behind. I just saw Evan with his shirt off.
Oh, you saw some
abs. I take it all back. Gator, my bad. If anything, you undersold it.
I want a full
apology. I think he's over 200 pounds. My bad.
Yeah, I can't believe it's 197.
Not just at my bed. Not just at my bed. I want a full apology.
Yeah, my full apologies. Now that I've seen Evan's belly, my full apologies.
You know, so I hide it very, very well.
I
used to dominate Spanx at like Cedar Point. No, baggy or clothes, right? And so they would always be like 215. I'm like, ha! 190. I've been killing it at Cedar Point for years because of this.
Evan's been getting crappy stuff to animals for the last 34 years.
Right.
All right, 248-539-9797.
I'm shook by this, Gator.
Shook by what?
By your not trusting your friends. We're friends. We're not coworkers, Doug.
No, but this also I don't think you're screwing me out of money. You're just trying to make me drink beer out of a shoe. So do I think you guys would finagle to try and make me drink beer out of a shoe? Yeah.
Why?
I think you would. Why? Because you want to see me drink beer out of a shoe.
Yeah, but we want to see you earn it. I don't want to cheat our way through it. What is that?
Yeah, we don't want that, Doug. We want to earn it. We want to
Let me just back up.
By me guaranteeing.
Look, if any of us is guilty of trying to finagle things, it's Doug.
Yeah.
I'll make you shoot the bat.
But wait.
No, you're not.
COVID weight.
When am I not honest?
You set things up for me all the time. When I came in and brought Christmas joy for everybody, right? You said you knew I was coming in, right? And you got together with Kang and you're like, okay, look, let's find ways. We're going to come up with just headlines. We're going to do a bunch of teases to see how long Gator can stay. You're just messing
with
me.
If anything, Gator shouldn't trust you, Doug.
Don't trust him.
How am I going to get away with anything here?
No, in general. Why?
I'm just saying that, like, of all the people on the show,
yes,
you're the one who's least trustworthy.
Yeah.
I disagree completely.
Of course you would.
Do you trust the guy who wears a bike helmet? I don't.
I mean, Evan, who's more trustworthy? Who's more trustworthy, Doug or me?
In what regard?
Any regard.
It depends on the situation.
What would I lie about?
Not necessarily lie.
He accused me of helping you cheat.
That is true. I'm with Gator here.
Thank you. Kang, who's more trustworthy, Doug or myself?
I just feel like in the things about being fair, Gator is definitely on the fair route. Doug is not. Look at all the bets he tries to make.
Right.
He
tries
to
finish everything.
But there's no... Every bet I say, I look for the parameters and I set them out up front.
I think I gave him 750-1 odds for Shea Patterson to win the Heisman.
And then, who makes the worst odds as far as betting? Evan. So you should be good.
Yeah, Evan's the easiest. Okay, I was going to say, next one. Who's the easiest to take advantage of on the show?
Evan.
Doug, Kang and I made a bet yesterday that I bet Michigan State would have more wins than Michigan this year. He gave me one win. See?
Which sport?
Good bet.
Football.
The one that's coming up, Doug.
What?
I have Michigan State winning more games than Michigan.
So here's my first thought. Game. What happens if Michigan plays four games because of COVID?
Hmm. Jenkins wins.
Okay,
but Michigan State now, still only wins three games.
Oh, it's a push. But Michigan go 2-2 in those games, so you still win.
That's the thing that I would look at.
See, why are you so skeptical?
Why am I skeptical of what? COVID?
Like, no, just everything. Even with a bet like this, you're like, well, this could happen.
I realized that I was a vulnerable person when it comes to this bet.
Well, I even said, like if Evan catches COVID in December, you're like, oh, I'm out. I got the out in the bet. That's what you said. Well, that's what you said.
Yeah, I want to make sure that he doesn't lose the weight just because he caught COVID.
Ooh, he's going to gain December. That weight back.
You know what he didn't get? The flu. Flu season's approach.
Oh, you got the flu at least. Yeah.
Don't you get a flu shot, Evan?
No, never.
Does it come in Starburst flavor? Because that's the only way he's getting it.
I don't like shots.
I think it's just important to know. Look, I think it's important to know what the parameters are before you enter into any contractual agreement. And I was just laying them out. That's all.
Yeah. So Doug threw out the COVID thing in there. We tried to narrow. I said, well, what if we could? And that's all I'm doing is trying to help.
You know what else I threw out? I threw out a date. I want to make sure we had a hard and fast date.
We did.
Right. So I'm saying, well, how about a hard and fast date of, hey, he's recovered from COVID if he gets it.
April 20th, right?
Well, April 20th is the day of the weigh-in. Right. But Kang and I were talking during the break. What about like if he's recovered 50 days prior to that, which would be March 1st?
Ooh.
Okay. If he gets COVID, but he's totally recovered by March 1st.
What about it?
You're still saying that you're out of it because he'd already caught COVID?
Well, I said I was out of it if he catches COVID, but, I mean, if you want to have a weigh-in and we decide then, we can decide.
Well, I was just going to say this because Doug...
Because if he weighs in at, like, 160 after a month battle with COVID...
Well...
Dude, I'll be a string bean if I'm 160.
But here's the other thing with Doug. Once he starts to be able to eat again, it said recovered from COVID. So if he still can't taste or smell, okay, then I understand. It's out. But if he can, my man is going to pack it on...
He's going to be smashing those burgers,
like,
man.
And by the way, getting ready for Raging Bull.
I'm going to Japanese Steakhouse tonight. So, Doug, it's already in your favor, man.
He'll be over two bills tonight.
I'm going to crush tonight. Dominate. Double rice. Extra garlic butter. I'm getting it all. Bring it on, baby.
After you pulled your shirt up, I think he's already over two bills.
Well, and Doug,
197.2 is what it says.
The treadmill won't be.
Where do we get a scale from in the first place?
He pulled one out. He had one over at his desk.
No, Kang knows. Really? I've been challenging people on their weights for a long time.
This is true.
I like to see, to get a rise. Like, when Sully worked here, he would never step on the scale for some reason. I don't know why.
Seriously.
But did Bogey ever do it?
Huh?
Did Bogey ever step on the scale either?
No, he wouldn't either. But there's some people that won't like Powers, our boss Powers. I'm always like, hey,
I'm not
fat boy,
how
step
much
on
I
it.
Weigh.
Did you say to the boss, fat boy, step on it?
Yeah. If you can't be honest with your boss, who can you be honest with?
Apparently your coworkers.
You're going to be getting a new boss. All right, Evan, we're all set. I wish you the best of luck. And if you make it, you'll be in a much better place health wise. And I hope you do.
See everyone.
Because I don't mind drinking beer out of a shoe.
There you go.
The only reason I've got that one shoe that I'm keeping for this purpose, and I'm not throwing it away. I'm keeping the one shoe ready to smash a beer out of it when I lose a shoe at the boot bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.